Okay, first of all, I just want to thank the Lowers, Ashley, and her mishpacha for opening up her bias. It's very special to be here. The truth is, personally, I definitely feel very at home here, as everybody does. You come into this bias, whether you're close or not, you feel there's a certain feel of just being at home and being welcome. And Mir Tashem should be a big schluss for the whole mishpacha, just for simcha and bracha, Mir Tashem. In Parshas Vayishlach, we have one of the more famous yet most mysterious stories in all of Sefer Bereishis. This fight with Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav. With Yaakov and the angel of Esav. We all learned about this from the youngest of ages. And Yaakov, he forgets Pachim Ketanim. He forgets his small jars and he has to return and he's all alone and he fights with this Malach who hits him in the Giranosha, hits him in the thigh. Yet ultimately Yaakov is victorious and defeats the angel. And then he's renamed. Right? The angel gives him a new name. At first he was only Yaakov and now he's Yisrael. And there are long-lasting, significant consequences to this fight. Meaning, each and every one of us in this room is part of the Jewish nation, and we're most famously called Bnei Yisrael. We're called Bnei Yisrael. We're not called Bnei Yaakov. We're called Bnei Yisrael. And that name was given as a victory name, as a reward in a certain sense, for defeating Sar Shel Esav, for defeating the angel of Esav. Additionally, we're not allowed to eat the Gidanasha. There's a part of the body of a cow, there's a part of the animal, in the thigh that, because Yaakov was damaged, was hurt in that place, until today, we're not allowed to eat the Gidanasha. Now, we don't know of this, because we're not butchers, and we're not shechting cows, and we're going to Chvesnes, to Gourmet Glad, and we go to pick out a piece of meat, and we don't know all the steps till it got there. But at some point, the Gidanasha was taken out, so we don't have to eat that, because it would be Aser de Araisa. And in all of Sefer Bereishis, by the way, there are a total of 3 mitzvahs. It's an amazing thing. Sefer Bereishis has only 3 mitzvahs. The first one being Puravu, to have children, the ability to have a Bnei Yisrael, to have Klal Yisrael, is based upon that mitzvah, clearly. The mitzvah to have children. The mitzvah of Bris Mila, having that covenant, have that bris with the Rabboni Shalom. And Gidon Asher, which on the surface seems very strange. Doesn't seem so important, so fundamental, but that's it. Those 3, all of Sefer Bereishis. And we're called Bnei Yisrael from this story. So this story, which seems a little bit strange and maybe exciting on some level, has to be very fundamental. And has to be very significant to every single member of Klal Yisrael. So what's the key to this story? So you know, it has to be a song, right? Tell you what, it has to be a song, because there's a song from the psukim of this fight, and if it's a song, it was created to become famous, that we know the words, that we know the words of this because it's a song. And maybe we weren't even aware it's part of the Chumash and part of Parshas Vayishlach. But the words Vayivaser Yaakov Levado Vayavik Yishimo Adalos Hashachar. Hey, the Chevron knows those words. That's the high part of the song already. I lost my voice completely, but right, the Lord, v'nizgav Hashem levado, which is based on the Medrash we'll get to in a minute, the other part of the song. V'yavaser Yaakov levado, right, you know it, right? V'yavaser Yaakov levado, which means Yaakov was left alone, v'yavik yishimo, and this man, which we know, that man is the Sar Shel Esav, is the angel of Esav, fought with him, Adalos Hashachar, until the morning. Now it's a little bit strange if you thought about it for a moment. We're singing about this also. You know, what are we singing about? We're singing about this fight. Wow, they fought. He fought with the Malach. So what is this all about? So first of all, there's an amazing Svarno, also found in Toldos Yaakov Yosef. It says as follows. You know, we do see in this storyline that Yaakov Avinu, on some level, was damaged. Yes, ultimately he was victorious, but on some level, Yaakov Vinu, the Bechir of the Avos, Tiferes, as we are B'nai Yisrael, was damaged by the Malach of Esav, which Svarim bring down, it's already Chazal, which represents the Yetzirah, represents the Malach HaMavis, which was all one. He was damaged. So if we understand, the Tolos Yaakov Yosef explains, if we understand the fight between the Malach of Esav and Yaakov, we could understand how Chas V'Sholom, it's even possible that we could be damaged. And obviously when we talk about damage, we're talking about spiritual damage, but possibly even physical damage. So the key, they say, is Vayavasar Yaakov Levado. Vayavasar Yaakov Levado means, and I could only say this because they did, I would never suggest this on my own, but for those moments leading up to this fight, Yaakov was alone. Now obviously you read the Psukim, it means he was physically alone, but it wasn't merely physically alone. He was completely alone. Meaning for those moments, he was not even connected to the Rabbonu Shalom. He was not even Bekusher. He was not connected to Hashem. And that gave the Malacha of the angel of Esav, the Sar Shal Esav, the ability on some level to damage even a Yaakov Avinu. Because for those moments, he wasn't connected to Hashem. Because if we're connected to Hashem, if we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, if we feel Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, if we feel Hashem is in my life always, He's by my side always, I can never be damaged. I can never be hurt. So you say, what do you mean? There are people who are Ma'aminim, B'nai Ma'aminim, who unfortunately tragedies occur sometimes. Lo Aleinu, we shouldn't know from it. But someone who's Emesdik, Ma'aminim, B'nai Ma'aminim, someone who really believes and is living with that emuna that Hashem is by my side every moment, and living connected to Hashem, is never alone, that individual, even Lo Aleinu, goes through a difficulty, has the strength, the wherewithal, the faith, to know Kol Ma'adavar Rechman Latav of it. To know that everything that Hashem does is for good. And to know that even in the worst of tragedies, Baruch Dayan Emes, even in the worst of tragedies, it's the Rabbonu Shalom who's bringing this. And even though I don't see it in the moment, I don't understand it right now, I know it's for good. I know in the grand scheme of things, that the master of it all, the orchestrator of what's going on in my life, is the Rabbonu Shalom. And therefore, right now, it might look very dark. But in the bigger picture, it's very good and very beautiful. And I could live with it, and I could be okay. And I'm not hurt, and I'm not damaged. Yaakov, for some reason, for those few minutes, Vayavasar Yaakov Levado, he was alone. In other words, the key to our success as a Bas Torah, the key to our success in our ruchnias and in our gashmias, in our simchas achayim, and being a happy individual, is feeling constantly and always connected to the Rabbonu Shalom. And even in difficult times. And if it's in the difficult times, it won't be difficult to us. You know, I was meeting with the Talmud today. Much an older Talmud, who's been through a lot of ups and downs in life. He never even made it through our high school. He moved on, and Baruch Hashem, he's come to an amazing place in life. And we were discussing his past history and certain things that he went through. And he was bringing it up. He says, he looked at me, he says, Rebbe, I want you to know, I'm able, and this is in retrospect, he said, I'm able to look back now and see all of those lows that I had in life, they also deeply built me into who I am today. And it was such a nachas as a Rebbe to hear from a Talmud and to be together. And again, that's in retrospect. It's a lot easier if you're able to see it later. Our avodah is even in the moment to know the Rabbonu Shalom is by my side. The Rabbonu Shalom is by my side always, and it's going to be good. Even if I don't see it as that yet. And when I have that, it's all good. But if I'm levado, if I'm alone, it gives the ability to be damaged. It gives the ability to be hurt. Because I'm alone. I have no answers. It's like, you know, the beautiful song a lot of the Chevre probably knows by Rascal Flatts, right? God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. You ever think about those beautiful words? Mamish of the most beautiful words. God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. As you're going through that journey, it seems like a lot of broken roads. But it was all kishem. What? There's a lot of depth. I don't know if they learned that from some big rav and know the Gemara. Kishem shem varchon al tov kach mevarchon al ra. That's mamish what it's saying. Kishem shem varchon al tov kach mevarchon al ra. We give a bracha. God blessed the broken road. God blessed the ra. Kishem shem varchon al tov kach mevarchon al ra. That led me straight to you. It's a beautiful line. Because that broken road is really the straightest path to that relationship that they're talking about. But so too in our lives. Whatever the nisayon that we're going through, whatever's going on in life, if I'm with the Ribbono Shel Olam and I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam and I believe in the journey that the Ribbono Shel Olam is putting me through, it's all good. Life is good. I'm able to take it all on. And hopefully it's lahagib babaykir chasdecha. Hopefully I could see it in a clear way. And hopefully I don't have to dig down deeper and I feel the chesed of Hashem. But at times it's bemunas chabalelos. At times it's bemunas chabalelos. At times it's in the darker times. I still have a munah b'Hashem. And I believe He's by my side, even now. And by the way, He believes in us. So why? How can we not believe in Him? I heard the most beautiful. This past Matzah Shabbos Kodesh was the Aguda convention. And Rabbi Ephraim Waxman was speaking. I wasn't there, but it was live streamed. And I was watching Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, and he said over the following, he said from that Kedis Yitzchak, and he said that Kedis Yitzchak said this Torah as he was on the way to Auschwitz. He says, Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha, to tell Baboker in the morning when things are clear, Chasdecha of your Chesed Hashem, that when things are clear, when it's morning time, which represents clarity, and we can say Chesed of Hashem. I just came from a Lechayim of Avram Shlomo Zalman Teichman and Marcy Schwartz. So it's a lahagib baboker chasdecha, right? That's lahagib baboker chasdecha. That's chesed. We can see it. It's simcha. It's beautiful. So he says bemunascha balelos bemunascha. And then we say, so we're talking about your chesed that you lahagib baboker chasdecha. Your, we're talking to Hashem bemunascha balelos, and in your amuna at night. It should be in our amuna at night. The Lashon seems strange, right? Why is it b'amunascha? Like we're talking to Hashem, you have amuna. We're the ones who need, who b'amuna seinu b'alaylos. It should be lahagid. What should the pasuk say? We know this pasuk so well, right? Again, we know it from a song, even if we don't know it from Tehillim, right? But what should the pasuk say? We never thought about this, right? Toiv l'hoidus l'Hashem. Right, Lzamer l'shimcha elyon, and should be lahagid baboker chasdecha u'bemunaseinu balelos. It's our amuna that we're digging down deep and finding in the difficult times. So the Kedis Yitzchak on his way to Auschwitz said, "No." He said, "The pasuk's telling us bemunascha balelos in the darkest times. Bemunascha, your amuna, it's Hashem's amuna in us that we have to believe that Hashem believes in us." That Hashem's putting us through an Isayim for whatever reason, but He believes in us, and He believes we're going to achieve, and He believes that we're going to be successful, and He believes that we're going to ultimately, even if we're damaged a little bit, like Yaakovina was, he was damaged a little, ultimately he was victorious. Ultimately he came out, and he defeated the Sar Shel Esav. And B'munascha B'alelos, Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, even if we fall, and at times we're a little bit down, eventually we're going to be Matzliach, and we're going to win. If we don't feel levado, if we realize we shouldn't be levado, we realize Hashem is always by our side. We have to believe in that. But the emes is, there's more to that song, right? That's Vayavaso Yaakov Levado Vayavik Yishimot. But the beginning of the song that we sing is from a pasuk in Yeshaya. And I believe whoever wrote the song, I never really looked into it, but whoever wrote the song seemingly was basing the song on a medrash that equates Vayavaser Yaakov Levado to that pasuk in Yeshaya. I'll read you the medrash. It's in Bereishis Rabbah on this week's parasha. It says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kasuv Bo, just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's written, V'nizgav Hashem Levado, Av Yaakov Vayavaser Yaakov Levado. Just like Hashem is Levado, so too Yaakov is Levado. So therefore we sing, V'nizgav Hashem Levado, and Vayavaser Yaakov Levado. But from that medrash, and then maybe now we can understand the song a little better, seems completely different than what we're saying until now, right? Meaning there has to be something that's positive then about the Yaakovinu being Levado, and that he's similar to Hashem who's Levado. If Hashem Levado, obviously we're talking about something that's Meshubach, that's praiseworthy. V'nizgav Hashem Levado. The Eibishter is perfect in every way. We would never be putting down the Eibishter. Right? The Rabbeinu Shem is perfect in every way. So when the Medrash is comparing the Levado, the oneness, the alone that Hashem is, it's seemingly saying in a positive way there's something to be alone by Yaakov, which maybe was the key to his success ultimately. Even though it might have been the key to the initial fight. So what's Pshat? So we have to understand, what is Pshat? What does it mean that Hashem is Levado? What does it mean that Hashem is alone? He's by himself. Hashem's alone, he has Malachim, he has us, he has the world, he has... What it means that he's Levado, it means that his strength, it means that his ability to excel, to be Shalem, to be perfect, to be complete, is completely independent. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the Eibishter, depends on nobody and nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalem, he's complete and perfect in every way, in every category, irrespective of what the angels are doing, irrespective of what we are doing, we can no way change the Eibishter. He's perfect in every way as Levado. He doesn't need us, we need him. So what does it mean then, maybe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yaakovin is also that same Levado, and that maybe was the mafteach, the key to his ultimate success in defeating the Sarshal Yisav, defeating the Eitzara, which all of us struggle with at times. All of us want that key. All of us want the key to how to daven with Kavana every single day. Not just Rosh Hashanah, not just Yom Kippur, and not just when someone close to us is not feeling well. Lo Aleinu, we shouldn't know from Tzaras. But every day. To feel that closeness to Hashem. To every day have an excitement to learn Torah. To every day have an excitement, every Shabbos have an excitement of a beautiful Heilige Shabbos, not just when we're Zoche to be in Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos by the Kaisel Maravi, but even here in Woodmere, Cedars, and Lawrence, wherever it might be, to be excited for Shabbos Kodesh, and not just because I don't have school and I don't have to do any work and I get to sleep a little bit more and I get to eat some nice meals. The Ruchnias of Shabbos. You know that feeling when it's the Ruchnias of Shabbos that greatly outweighs any of the Gashmias of Shabbos? Those Shabbosim that have been like, we left that Shabbos, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for something else like that. And how can we have that? That's Levado. Meaning Levado is when I reach a level that my tfilos and my connection to Hashem and my avodas Hashem is not dependent on anything. Just like Hashem's greatness is not dependent on anything or anyone. Levado means I'm alone in my avodas Hashem, in my connection to Hashem, in my avas Hashem, in my yiras Hashem. And I'm dependent on nobody or nothing or no place. And I don't have to be standing by the Kaisel Maravi Friday night for Kabbalah Shabbos. And I don't have to be in the midst of my year of seminary where I have no other trials, tribulations, or responsibilities. It could be a Tuesday in Queens College, davening mincha in some hallway, because I realize, you know, Shkia is coming very early, and I didn't have the ability to daven yet, and it's these winter months, and I want to daven mincha because it's important to me, and I found some corner somewhere where nobody's around, and I daven to Shemone Esrei, and I could daven to Shemone Esrei, even there, Levado, on a Tuesday afternoon, and connect Hashem in the deepest of ways. And I could have a Shabbos Kodesh, this Shabbos, this is, okay, it's Kislev, it's not, there's no Shabbos Chanukah yet, that's not for a few weeks, and it's not, it's just a Stam Shabbos in the winter, and I'm home in my own home, and there's nothing so special going on that's there to ignite it, but it's Shabbos with all Kedusha Shabbos, and I'm going to make it incredible, and I'm going to feel it, and I'm going to sing some Zmiros, and I'm going to daven with the time that I have in a different way. It could be one with Hashem. That's the koyach of Levado. And that's the koyach that Yaakovinu had as well, perhaps the Medrash is saying. Just like v'nizgav Hashem levado v'yavasur Yaakov levado. Hashem yimloch li'olam vod. You know, the last Mishnah in all of Avos says, kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu balamo. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, labara al-chvodo, is here only to bring honor to Hashem. And then the Mishnah ends, Hashem yimloch li'olam vod. Those are the final words of all Pirkei Avos. The lingering taste of Pirkei Avos. Is there any more fundamental Musar Sefer that's been written that we try to live our lives by? The ethics and morals of Pirkei Avos. And the final words are, everything created is void Shemayim. Hashem yimloch le'olam ve'ed. The Maral in the Sefer Derech Chaim says what the Mishnah is trying to teach us is, even after everything's created for Hashem. But Hashem yimloch le'olam ve'ed. He himself is not dependent on any of the things. He's going to be here and rule forever and ever. He's levado. Even without all that kvod Shemayim. So to us, in our life, in our avodas Hashem, our avodas Hashem can reach a level of levado. We're bnei Yisrael. We're bnei Yisrael. Maybe that's what the Eibishter wanted us to take away. Maybe that's the lesson why we're called bnei Yisrael, not even bnei Yaakov. Because his name, that name, was given to him right now to teach each and every one of us what he accomplished of being levado and defeating the Yetzer Hara, defeating the Sar Shel Esav. We have that same makeup within us. The same chemical, biological makeup is within each and every one of us. And we can do it also. Each and every one of us can be levado. And not levado from Hashem, avayavasar Yaakov levado, pumfa keret. Levado that we're always with Hashem, independent of anything else in our life. And we have it, and we can. And b'munos chabalelos, Hashem believes in us that we can have this. So we have to have this. Each and every one of us. You know, there's another Mishnah Avos I want to explain, maybe Derech Zu. Very famous Mishnah, you all know it. Let's learn a Mishnah together. Maybe I should photocopy this, but you know by heart. You know a lot of, at least parts of it for sure. First Mishnah in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos. It says, Ben Zoma Omer. Ben Zoma says, Ezu Chacham. Who's a Chacham? Let's see, let me prove you know by heart. Who can finish? Huh? See, there you go. Halomed Mikol Adam. That's actually a hard question because there's another Chazal that says differently than that. There's a Chazal in the Gemara in Tamid Daf Lamed Beis. Is it Chacham? Anyone know that one? That would be a little more difficult. Huh? Haroyas Hanoilad. There it says, Ezu Chacham, who's a wise person? Someone who's always thinking and understanding consequences of one's actions. That's in Tamid. But in Avos, it's Ezu Chacham Halo Made Mikol Adam, who learns from every person. And then the Mishnah goes on. Ezu Gibor, who's a strong person? Who's a strong person who wants to finish it? Hakoyvesh is Yisro, very good, right? Someone who captures his Yetzara. Ezu Asher, who's a wealthy person? Semech Bechelko. Someone who's happy with their lot. There's one more, this is maybe a little less famous. Ezu Mechubad, who's someone who's honored. Anyone in this one? This one's a little more difficult, not as famous for some reason. Is Hamechabed Esabriyo, someone who gives honor to everybody else. So let's analyze these four individuals. Really, is what we're all trying to achieve. We want to be somebody who's a chacham, who's a gibur, who's an ashir, and who's a mechubar. Listen to the pirish, the explanation of somebody who's a chacham. Halomed mikol adam. You know what that means? You see, because if you only have, let's say you would only learn from one person. All my chachma is from one person, or from two people. That means my chachma is dependent on them. When you say Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam, it means my wisdom is independent. It's levado. I'm looking always to learn, so I'll learn from anybody. I'm looking always to grow. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It could be from some Rebbe that I respect greatly and has world's knowledge, and it could be from my friend that I think I know more than, but suddenly taught me something special. It could be from a student of mine. It could be from a little sibling of mine. Halomim b'kol adam. Because my wisdom and my growth is independent. It's levado. It's about my desire to always grow. My desire to always be wiser. Ezu Gibor. Who's someone strong? So you think, and if you ask this question in society, someone's strong, they think you're talking about physical strength. And physical strength would be totally subjective, meaning, and totally based on contrast and comparison. Who's strong? If I'm stronger than him, I'm stronger than him. If he's stronger than me, that would be I'm stronger than that person. Another person might be stronger than me. Hakovitz is Israel. That's all about my levado. Am I capturing my Yetzirah? Am I in control of myself? Independent on anybody else and anything else going on in the world. Ezu Asher, there it's clear as could be. Who's a wealthy person? My wealth is not dependent on how much money I've brought in and how much more I should bring in. Hasameach b'chelko. Inside myself, am I happy? Am I content with what I have? And Ezu Mechubar is not based on who's honoring me, but how much I'm honoring others. You see the greatness of every individual as being described and explained in this Mishnah is all about levado, is who I am independent to everybody else and everything else, and not dependent on time or place. You know, last week I had an amazing privilege, biggest chus, the biggest chizik of the whole year, yearly I have. I've had this chus for many years to go and take part in the banquet of the Shluchim convention of Chabad. Chabad Shluchim, you all know of Chabad Shluchim, right? So there are thousands and thousands of Chabad Shluchim. And once a year, they come in from all over the world and have a conference. And they come in already starting maybe the week before. And starting, I think, Wednesday night, maybe they have tons of shiurim and different programs for them. Thursday, Friday, they have a Shabbos together in Crown Heights. And then the pinnacle, the culmination of the whole entire Shabbos and weekend, they have a banquet. It's the biggest, it's the largest sit-down dinner each year in New York, maybe in the world. 6,000 people. I've had this list for many years. One of my close friends, his family, his father, and his brother produced the whole event. It's an incredible, it's like nothing you've ever, I can't even, words can't describe. Maybe you've seen it online and you watched some of the video. But they take basically some massive warehouse, make it into this gorgeous banquet hall. And I can't even tell you what it is to be with thousands of tzaddikim in a room together. Thousands and thousands of people who are just moser nefesh, just sacrifice for Jews every moment of their life. To see shluchim that leave their family and leave the comfort of everything that we have to go build a Jewish presence in Vietnam. Vietnam. It's not too safe in Vietnam. Like, mom is crazy. To see shluchim in Ghana. Ghana. In Africa. You didn't think they're Jews there, but they're Yidden there. Shluchim that are going to go and give up their gashmias and give up their ruchmias. They're going, and no longer could they go to a tish and be with other Yidden, and they're davening be chidus by themselves, every single minyan. There's no minyan, just by themselves, every single tefillah. And building to reach out to Jews, and to care for Jews, and the amazing work that they do. It's mind-boggling, it's incredible. And the Simcha Zachayim, I can't even describe to you. But what do you see? I was there, it was last two Sundays ago already. And I'm looking around at these shluchim, and they have tons of videos and people speaking, and each one of those tzaddikim is living that levada dikayir. He's mamish, an embodiment of Yaakov Avinu. He's able to go and be in the most mundane of places with no, forget it, we complain, we don't, that I'm not going to be, tomorrow night, I'm not going to be davening Kabbalah Shabbat by the Kaisel, but I have a shul I could go to, I have a beautiful bias, and I have family full of ruchnias, and I have friends around, and I have a shul to go to Shabbos morning, and I could hear Kriyas HaTorah, and I could, here's Levad Begashmi Baruchni, physically, there's no kosher restaurant, they have to fly in every once in a while, a shipment of meat that they freeze. There's no way. We go to Central Avenue, you have to choose which of the six pizza stores you want to go to Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. You know, pizza store, it's not giving up all Gashmias and all Ruchnias. The whole Ruchnias is whatever comes from me. It's levado. But they're the most special of people. and they're building, and Yidden are growing, and Yidden are understanding, and the kiruv and bringing back Yidden to Yiddishkeit, and those that are going on vacation, the Baalei Chesed, it's just words can express every single one, every single story. So I'll tell you just one that I was blown away. The Shliach to Ghana. You could go online, there's a video of this, you could find it, I'm sure. If you don't want to, you can find it for them. Maybe I'll put a link on the group to watch, but the Shliach to Ghana, Rabbi Majeski, happens to be a friend of mine's cousin. Maybe some of you know from Lawrence, Maisha Majeski, I don't know. His cousin, Maisha Rifki. So let me tell you a little bit about, they showed at the convention, they started with this video clip, a clip from 1961, when John F. Kennedy, the President of the United States of America, JFK, he was speaking about a new program that he initiated, an amazing program in 1961 that we still have until today. It's so beautiful, called the Peace Corps. And what do they do, the Peace Corps? What do they do? From America, we send out individuals who are giving, caring, empathetic people and are willing to go to countries throughout the world that need chizik in all different ways, that need people to help build houses, that need people to help teach children, that need in third world countries and all throughout the world. And he started this, John F. Kennedy was the one who initiated this program and started in 1961. And they showed JFK talking about this and what they're going to do and how people are going to leave their homes and sacrifice to give to others. And then they showed the Rebbe, that's how the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, maybe it was the next night or the night after, he gave Fabrengen in 770. And he said, it was incredible, I never knew this till this night. He said a couple nights ago, the President of the United States started this program and he explained the Peace Corps and started talking about it. And that was what gave him the thought and gave him and initiated for him the whole idea of sending shluchim throughout the world. He said, if they do it, how could we not? And he took the chizik of that and he said, we're going to send shluchim. And we're going to go throughout the world, wherever there's a Jew, and we're going to find them and we're going to show them that we love them and we're going to be there for them and bring them close to Hashem as much as we can. And we're going to go throughout the world. And just like if in America we could they could sacrifice and leave their homes, we're also going to leave. And he said, he said that same lashon. He said, we're going to leave our homeland and our Beis Avicha and your birthplace, and we're going to go and give. And we're going to change the world. And that's what he started. And today, they go through, they have at the Shluchim convention, they have a roll call. And they mention to show chashivas to every country that there are Chabad houses in. They just hit the 100th country. And that doesn't go, meaning that's not how many Chabad shluchim. In some countries there are over 1,000 shluchim. Meaning America, every single state in America has at least one. In New York there are hundreds itself. Every state in America. But there are 100 different countries. There are countries, personally, I never heard of. They say the name, the shluchim from Afghanistanian, I don't know, you know, country, I never heard of the country. I didn't know there's a country. And there's a shliach there. There's a shliach there. But listen to this, wait, so they showed how the Lubavitcher Rebbe learned this from the Peace Corps. And then they told of this Rabbi Majeski in Ghana, and they were showing footage of what it is to live in Ghana. You ever see what Ghana is? I mean, Ghana is mamish. It's you see these individuals living in these tents next to the water and craziness. I mean, like, we don't know from this. We don't even know poverty. We don't know what poverty is. We have no idea what poverty is. We have it, Baruch Hashem. We're living as the most affluent of societies. And he's there in Ghana, this Rabbi Majeski. It's incredible to see the Mesir Snefesh, but you see him finding Yidden, the Israelis that are there and other people there and putting mezuzahs up and having them come to shul and Shabbos meals, incredible. But then he told his story and brought it all together in such an amazing way. He said one Friday afternoon he was in the local shop, right? Shopping for Shabbos. And a guy comes over to him, he says, are you a rabbi? So Majeski has a personality, he says, nah, I just like to dress like this. So then he says, yeah. And they start talking. And this guy said, I never thought I'd see a rabbi in my life again. I didn't. This guy said he's an American. I forget his name offhand. He said he's been in Ghana for 3 years, working for the Peace Corps. He's a Yid. He's a Jew. And they start talking. And Rabbi Majeski obviously invites him for Shabbos. This guy, they were showing this all on video. And then this guy was at the dinner. Not just Rabbi Majeski, this individual. And he spoke. And he said that he grew up completely unaffiliated. His family, a little bit once in a while, Hanukkah once in a while, this. They sent him to a Hebrew school at one point, and they had to one day bring in some sentimental object that connects to Judaism. He said he brought a piece of paper and he drew a big zero on it. That's what he did. Nothing. He went to Ghana. He had no remnant, no connection to Judaism. He said at the dinner, he met Rabbi Majeski. Now he puts on tefillin almost every day. He goes for Shabbos. He learns with him. He said this past Shabbos, I mean, it's 2 weeks ago he said this. He said this past Shabbos, he kept a full Shabbos, 100% kosher Shabbos in every single way. In every single way. And you hear this, you heard the Simchas HaChaim in him. I mean, how is that? How could that be? How could somebody in Ghana? You're finding Yiddishkeit in Ghana because there are Jews that are levado. There are Jews that understand my Yiddishkeit is not dependent on time or place. My Yiddishkeit is not dependent. It's dependent on myself. And on my kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if this individual in Ghana could fall in love with Yiddishkeit, and this individual in Ghana could start loving Shabbos and Tefillin and Torah and Tefillah, we can't do it here in the five towns. We can't do it here in the five towns. Every moment, we need it to be a Simchas Torah. We need it to be in the Ilah. We need it to be sitting in my sukkah or at a Purim Suda. I need to be a Levada Dikiyid. I need to be a Yaakov Avinu. I need to be a Yaakov who understands that wherever I am, I'm with Hashem. And that's how he defeated the Sar Shel Esav. You know, these parashas we said before, that these parashios, Sefer Bereishis, only has three mitzvahs in all of Sefer Bereishis. But if it only has three mitzvahs, it's very strange, because we look at the Torah, I think we've spoken about this once before, we look at the Torah as our guidelines of life. And what's the guidelines of life for a Yid? The guidelines of life for a Yid are our mitzvahs. We have 613 mitzvahs. So disproportional. All of Sefer Bereishis only has three. There's 613. Divided correctly, it should be somewhere about 122. Okay, so one's going to have a little more, one's going to have a little less. Shkoyach will be 70 year and 160 year. But like, to have three, these are the yesoidos of being an Eved Hashem. All Bereishis and the storylines, they're so deep, they're so real, they have to penetrate our hearts. We don't just open up a Parshas Vayishlach and read about a Sar Shel Esav like we did when we were in nursery school and came home with the Chves Nishto Yaakov Inu with a little fight with the big Malach over him. There's depth, there's Amkus, there are lessons of life. There's a foundation of Yiddishkeit to build so that then I'm going to want to keep 613 mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands I have to build the foundation. And the stories of Sefer Bereishis are the foundation. The depth within it, the yesodas within it. And that's how we are B'nai Yisrael. And that's why maybe also, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, there's an Isser of Gid Hanasha. There's an Isser of Gid Hanasha, it's very strange. Hashem wants us to remember that. Because this is the foundation of Yiddishkeit. He wants us to remember that fight. He wants to remember how we were Matzliach by being Levado. He wants us to remember as well how we fell by being levado from Hashem, as we said. And that's how I'll be matzliach and reach a level of shlemus by defeating the Yetzirah, by being levado with HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. Bezeh Hashem Yitzbarach, each and every one of us, each and every one of us should be zoicha to follow the Torah, not just follow the Torah, these beautiful parashas of Sefer Bereishis, to learn from the stories of the parashios, to live according to the stories of parashios, to not just learn Torah, but to live Torah. And to never be alone. To never be alone, to always realize Hashem is by your side. And then be able to be alone from everything else. To not be dependent on anything and not need anything to be close to Hashem, because He's always within me. And then we'll be zoicha to reach a level of simcha and bracha for all us, for all of Klal Yisrael. Be zoicha, bez Hashem, to gula shlema, b'mehera, b'yameinu. We should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.